Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Right here on News Radio 92.3, 10 after 8 this morning. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. I do got to bring this up. We were talking about the there's a task force, or there's a bill to propose a task force on sharks and why they eat fishermen's prey, like why they eat the fishermen's catch. And the point of this task force is to figure out why it seems to be increasing, like because sharks have figured out where we fish. I don't think they're that dumb. They'll figure out where we fish. But then the other part was, then they want to try to come up with deterrents. And I go, what's the deterrent going to be? Just like a sign, like there's no fish here. What's the deterrent? And I like this text: wave your hand. These are not the fish you are looking for. Yes, I do like that very much. Nerd alert. But I am a nerd too, so it's great. Fantastic. The markets are tumbling right now as the Fed basically warned that inflation not looking so great. And so they didn't really like that at all. So the markets are tanking right now. There was expectations that the Federal Reserve would lower interest rates. They had previously announced that they would do so in 2016. And I think a lot of people expected that to happen. But then the Iranian conflict happened. Oh, yeah. So with that, oil prices surging, briefly pushing crude prices towards the mid-$90 per barrel range. Higher oil prices feed directly into inflation, affecting gasoline, airline tickets, shipping costs, and consumer goods. And so the Federal Reserve meeting today to decide whether to change interest rates. And now it seems like, even though they announced previously they were going to start cutting rates sometime in 2026, that was only if inflation continued to cool. And now they're basically in their meeting today, basically like, yeah, it didn't cool. Nope. So we're probably not going to get lower interest rates anytime soon. I don't know if you say concern with it. Concern with it is that with interest rates not cooling, then that means housing, the cost for a house. New vehicle, like we talked about new vehicles yesterday, cost for new vehicles, housing, credit cards, mattresses, pretty much anything that you finance is going to remain high until we can get things going down. Now, rising energy prices could also continue to affect any kind of future rate cut. So, yeah, the market's not really liking that news today so far. When it comes to the financial markets as well, the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, has issued its first ever definitions for crypto securities. It's the first official framework for classifying any kind of crypto asset. They've been talking about doing it for 10 years. They're finally actually doing something. What they've done is they've created five main categories of crypto assets based on those five categories, how they will regulate them. there'll be digital commodities, digital collectibles, digital tools, stable coins, and digital securities. Only digital securities, if they have something that they classify as a digital security, that's the only thing that will fall under the federal securities laws, meaning they have to follow the same thing as stocks and bonds as far as rules. A crypto asset of any sort could be treated as a security if it's marketed as an investment, whereas buyers expect profits from someone else's efforts. So any kind of crypto whatever, if somebody else is doing something and you're going to get money from it, then that's considered a crypto asset. And then they can classify it in one of those five categories. SEC Chairman Paul Atkins said the goal is to stop years of regulatory uncertainty and provide clearer guidance. Of course, regulators say more formal rule proposals are expected soon, including special exemptions designed specifically for crypto businesses. But of course, you've got the crypto industry saying securities laws weren't designed for blockchain assets, so we shouldn't be under your guys' purview. So there's still some tension between the two groups, but there's going to be a lot more. There's going to be more regulation with it, no doubt about it. Like, it's just going to keep going that way. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Let's see here. We've got an accident that happened in 9th and Bayou. Let's see here. It's causing some delays. It was involving three cars northbound on 9th, so it's causing delays on North 9th Avenue. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
If you walked into a shopping center today compared to 10, 20, and especially 30 years ago, you would notice something completely different. Fewer stores today sell stuff. More places sell services. A new report that I got from the Wall Street Journal shows that there's more spas and gyms than places for you to buy stuff. Wellness businesses, salons, gyms, spas, they're now taking up more space than traditional retail stores for the first time ever. Of course, this shift reflects how you and I spend our money. We're buying more and more stuff online anyway. We don't need the more retail stores. But people are willing to pay for experiences from yoga studios to IV hydration bars to the cold therapy stuff. I can't remember what that's called. I just went blank on it. Commercial landlords, are saying that the service economy is now driving the retail real estate space. It's helping keep shopping centers full, even though people aren't shopping. They're going there for services and things like that. So interesting. They account for more than 50% of the retail space. 15 years ago, service-related businesses accounted for 40% of the retail space. So it's quickly growing. The biggest drivers are fitness studios, spas, salons, and wellness-related businesses. Fitness centers alone make up 30% of service leases. That's up from 20% in 2016. Woo! The broader wellness economy is estimated at $2.1 trillion. So it's not like it's a small business area at all. But many shopping centers are subdividing large vacant retail stores into multiple smaller service-related businesses. It's actually bringing in higher rent for them and more foot traffic. So overall, U.S. retail vacancy rates remain low, around 4.4%, because service businesses are filling the gaps left by traditional retailers who are going out of business like crazy. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, we'll get an update from Steve Taylor over in the newsroom. Plus, we've got to talk about this road rage. That's all coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Add more road to your trip during the Subaru A Lot to Love event with a new 2026 Subaru Crosstrek or Forester Hybrid. Our new hybrids will keep you going no matter where the road goes. With up to 597 miles per tank, the Crosstrek Hybrid easily takes you to more places. And the Forester Hybrid sports a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank. Mileage like that lets you journey farther, and combined with Subaru's capable standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, you'll be able to handle any unexpected terrain with ease. Paved roads, gravel roads, just about any road. They're no match for the new Subaru hybrids. Get your Subaru Crosstrek Hybrid or the Subaru Forester Hybrid during the Subaru A Lot to Love event. Love goes the extra mile at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Driving ranges based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy and a full tank of fuel. Actual mileage and range may vary.
So a couple of years ago, our parent company, ADX Communications, they own Cat Country 98.7 and News Radio Pensacola and Sports Radio and also The Playlist. Well, we decided to go with a brand new company to handle our benefits. You know, health insurance, dental, vision, life, and disability. And we went with Torgerson Consulting. And at the time, I didn't think much of it, except that after we started with them, we had better plans to choose from for all of those things. We had choices to make with those things, which we had never had before. And whenever we'd ask questions, we had much better customer service. They were always available. If they weren't right away, had the answer, they'd get back to us. My wife, who is an industrial engineer, asks very detailed questions. And, you know, the folks at Torgerson Consulting, they always get back to us with good quality answers or have them on hand. And so we experienced something that it can just be better. And that's the point. We've been using them for 5 years, and I love them. They're fantastic. So whether you need help with HR or payroll or employee benefits, or you just want somebody to come in and take a look at what you're doing and see, could it be done better? Could it be done cheaper? Maybe both. I don't know. But that's what Torgerson Consulting has been doing for local businesses for more than 20 years. 433-9996, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Cat Country 98.7 Spring Jam 2026, Sunday, March 22nd, on the beach behind Juana's Pagodas and Sailor's Grill in Navarre. Enjoy the sun, sand, and low cash. With special guests Preston Cooper and John Morgan, with proceeds benefiting the Santa Rosa Kids House. Buy your tickets only at catcountry987.com.
It's tax season, and at LifeLock, we know you're tired of numbers. But here's a big one you need to hear. Billions. That's the amount of money in refunds the IRS has flagged for possible identity fraud. Now here's another big number. 100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it guaranteed. One last big number. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com for the threats you can't control. Terms apply.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
Turned around and said, walk this way. I was born. Cat Country Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text. 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. We do actually have a few texts here. So read some of these right here. They're, where'd it go? We're talking about renovating the Pensacola Bay Center. I got a text here. Think big, really big. Tear that mofo down and build a world-class facility. Seek funds from large companies for exclusive marketing rights. Float some bonds. So the renovation we were talking about it's $71 million renovation just for the arena alone that would add club seating and things like that, which is definitely needed, especially for bigger events. Then it would also add on an event center and a practice ice rink. The total project is $189 million. They said they might be able to get $80 to $90 million from bonds from tourism bonds, but then the rest they would have to raise either through private funds or something like this. But they believe it would bring in $60 million a year by doing the renovations, by doing the upgrades. So, yeah, so we'd have to see what goes on there. Here's another. Reroute traffic from Three Mile Bridge, I-110, by way of flyover, that we had the entire area around the Civic Center to include the old train station, the hotel. Think really big, 30 to 40 years from now. You know, I've talked about that as well, just in general for downtown. Like, you look at places like Chicago that has Navy Pier, and other places like in Jersey where they got the boardwalks and things like that, where they do a lot of things centered around the water, where it's a destination. Even when you go to, like in California, you go to Malibu and stuff. Like, people want to do things around the water, but not necessarily where the beaches are. There's Long Beach. There's a whole, like, shopping and entertainment district right on the water. And I've thought often, that's what Pensacola needs. We need something like that for our entire downtown, all the way up to the water, that becomes almost an attraction of, say. Here's a text says, within a year, a group of investors will have built a regulation ice rink in Pace for under $5 million, which includes our land. Our government intends to put them out of business by spending $58 million to add a second sheet of ice at the new Bay Center. Why not let private businesses meet the demand and stop wasting government funds? Very good text right there. Appreciate it. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives real quick.
That's right. Still dealing with the accident that happened on 9th and Bayou, backing up 9th Avenue. I'm starting to see backups on Bayou Boulevard also, so just be aware of that. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Talked about this story a little bit earlier today. Yesterday, there was a road rage shooting here in Escambia County. Around 2:45 yesterday at the intersection of W Street and Fairfield Drive, deputies say the incident began a few blocks away, escalated into a road rage situation. Two shots were fired. The shooter has been detained but not arrested because they're trying to determine whether or not it may fall under the Florida Stand Your Ground law. And I was saying, at first when I saw this, I was kind of like, oh, man, I can't believe somebody escalated a shooting under a road rage situation. But I had heard another situation a few years ago where a guy, these two guys got into this road rage situation. Somehow, this one vehicle was pinned against a median, like a concrete median, and this other vehicle was a truck, and he just kept backing up and pound and then, like, ramming the other guy and the driver's side. And he just kept doing it over and over and over, and finally the guy got scared and pulled his gun out and shot the guy who was ramming him. And I'm like, geez, that's just crazy that these things escalate. I was saying earlier, I feel like 15 years ago, 10, 15 years ago, there was a lot more road rage situations, but they were just like screaming and yelling at each other. Now it seems like, to me, I think there's actually less road rage situations, but when they happen, they're like this, like they're next level. It's just not like yell screaming at each other, flip each other off, and then drive away. No, they escalate into shootings and things like that. So it's kind of crazy and bizarre. I shared this story earlier. Share it again. I had road rage when I was a kid. I was 20. I was in my young 20s. I would get angry at people, if they cut me off or did something I thought was rude or whatever, and I'd pull up next to him and, like, yell at him and all this other stuff like this, raise my fist, how dare you? I got healed from my road rage in one incident. I was a personal fitness trainer at the time, and I worked at a couple of gyms. And I pulled up next to this guy who cut me off, and I was all angry, and I pulled up there, and I glanced over because we're on the interstate, and I just glanced over at him real fast, and just in glancing, I thought for a second it was a coworker of mine. And it just at a quick glance, it looked like a coworker. It ended up not being him, but I thought it was. And the immediate realization that could have been my coworker, I immediately felt shame for feeling that kind of anger towards a stranger. Because if it was my friend and he did that, I'd be like, dude, I'd just be like, oh man, what's up? It wouldn't have bothered me so bad if it was my friend. And so I just felt shame for, like, judging that person and thinking about them differently and stuff like that. But then there's a second part of this story.
My friend lived in Thailand for 4 years and in like underground Thai boxing rings. I would train with him and hold a 90-pound heavy bag, and he would kick that thing, and it would fold in half. If anybody sparred with him, you had to wear double leg padding because he would break your shin. He could kick so freaking hard. And I remember thinking, like, what if we pulled over and got into a fight? And I didn't know him. Like, what if it was my friend? I didn't know him. And we pulled over and got in a fight. He would have killed me or at least put me in the hospital. And it was like that one split-second incident at 22 years old, 21 years old, cured me of road rage because I'm like, you don't know who's in the other car. It could be a friend of yours. It could be a relative, or it could be somebody who could destroy you. Let's go ahead and get a quick update from Steve Taylor over in the newsroom.
Well, the war in Iran is now on the 19th day. There's still no clear word on which nations, if any, will help bring the situation to a calm in the state of Hormuz. And we'll talk about that story. Fox News will have details in just a few seconds right here on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much. A new report, air quality is improving in 19 major cities around the country. They've cut their air pollution from 20 to 45% since 2010. Good news for you.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Dismantling Iran's terror network. Israeli strikes take out Iran's intelligence chief, who directed sleeper cells targeting Americans like President Trump.
A senior Israeli official has told Fox News that Iran's minister of intelligence is dead. Ismail Khatib was killed overnight in a precision strike. Khatib oversaw Iran's global intelligence apparatus, including alleged sleeper cells located around the world.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. It's all about Homeland Security today in Senate confirmation hearings for Senator Mark Wayne Mullen to lead the agency and take over from Kristi Noem. But Democrats still fighting funding the department over ICE reforms. Something new at Costco, fertility treatments to customers in a partnership with healthcare providers at a steep discount, up to 80%. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 right now, 43 degrees and partly sunny. I'm Steve Taylor in for David Wayne on News Radio 92.3. A possible road rage shooting shut down part of Fairfield Drive in Escambia County yesterday afternoon just before 3 p.m. Near the North W Street area, two vehicles, with one of them being a silver Hyundai and the other one a black Nissan pickup, they were involved in an altercation and ended too with a couple of shots being fired.
The road rage incident took place several blocks, in fact, maybe even miles from here. And then it ultimately came to a stop right here.
One driver was shot and hospitalized with non-life-threatening wounds. The other was detained but not charged as of now. Both vehicles remained at the scene in front of a Murphy gas station and Dollar General. Witnesses described the area as prone to aggressive drivers.
At first, I heard a screech of, like, the police tires and the siren. And then I seen a man jump out, and I heard him say, no, he shot me.
Sheriff Chip Simmons says the Escambia County Sheriff's Office is investigating whether the shooting was justified under Stand Your Ground laws. One lane stayed closed while deputies processed the scene and interviewed the witnesses. A long-standing dispute over discretionary spending in Escambia County is impacting a key community resource. The Warrington Emergency Aid Center was denied a $2,500 reimbursement after Commissioner Mike Kohler promised the funds for groceries already purchased and donated. Clerk Pam Childers paused such approval since April 2025, arguing that taxpayer money shouldn't fund private groups or events like church picnics.
Taxpayers do not pay taxes for the county to make donations to private organizations of their choosing to enhance the mission of that organization.
Kohler calls it a change of heart, noting that the clerk previously approved millions in similar requests. Warrington Emergency Aid Center vows to keep feeding the people despite the setback and government dysfunction. Looks like NASA's ready to go back to the moon again. Chris Bryan says it's been 54 years since the space program has been to the moon with Apollo 17, which landed and explored the moon back in 1972.
NASA says Artemis II is go for launch. With issues on the SLS rocket resolved, the moonbound mission is now targeting April for liftoff. The rocket rolls out to Pad 39B Friday. If all goes well, four astronauts will fly around the moon, the first crew to do so in more than 50 years. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thanks, Chris. Right now, let's check the forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We will have partly cloudy skies today with temperatures warming up near 59 degrees for the afternoon. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 44 degrees. For Thursday, sunny skies, high near 68. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 53. Heading into Friday, warming up with sunshine, high near 76 degrees. And Friday night, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Right now, let's check in with John Pickens for traffic on the fives.
That's right, still dealing with the accident that happened on 9th and Bayou. They're trying to clean that up, but it's just seeing some minor delays on both 9th and Bayou to slow you down. But other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks, John. Well, right now it's 43 degrees in Pensacola, 44 in Gulf Breeze, and 39 in Milton at 8:08. The next news is 8:30. Breaking news, of course, happens anytime. And now let's check out what's happening on Wall Street. This is Your Money Now on News Radio 92.3. U.S. producer prices rose more than twice as fast as expected in February. That's according to the data released today by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The producer price index rose 0.7% in February over the previous month. That's up from January's 0.5% gain and more than double the economists' expectations. They expected an increase of 0.3%. Excluding the more volatile food and energy costs, producers' prices advanced about 0.5% over the previous month, outpacing the 0.3% growth economists had predicted. And it looks like we need to check to see what's going on at the Dow as I'm scrolling my computer. Yes, as refreshing it, 46,822, down 170 points right now. S&P 500 is at 6,696, down 19.99 points. NASDAQ is sitting at 22,427, down 52.47 points. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Is your house your dream home? Or at least, is it on the way there? Maybe it's time for a change. Maybe all you really need to turn your house into your dream home is an appliance upgrade. When it's time for an upgrade, then it's time to visit Topps Appliance in Milton. They're locally owned and operated. They have top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, and stoves to dependable washers and dryers. Topps Appliance carries the brands you know and trust, like GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and more. Topps Appliance in Milton. They offer delivery and installation, something you won't get from the big box stores. And they have many items in stock, so you can take your new appliance the very same day. Topps Appliance. Check them out at toppsappliance.net on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street. Turning your house into your dream home. Topps Appliance.
So 20 years ago, a guy named Brian Ward had an idea. I know how to do roofs, and I can help people by giving them good quality roofs at an affordable price, and I can stand by my product, and I can be invested in the community, and I can make people feel like we're not taking advantage of them, you know, the kind of icky feeling when you have a lot of times when you deal with contractors, and I can answer their questions, return their phone calls, be invested in the community, and I can just be there for them. Well, 20 years later, 10,000 roofs, a 4.9 rating on Google, and they offer a lifetime workmanship warranty on all of their roofs. Mission accomplished. There's all kinds of little ways in which Quality Roofing Solutions works better and works more effectively, but just call them. Check them out. Ask the questions for yourselves and see if you don't agree. Ask to see the warehouse. Ask to talk about the vans that deliver products from the warehouse to the job site so the guys at the job site don't have to transition all the way back to the warehouse every day. You can just scan products in and out with a barcode and control costs and ask them what they do that makes them different. You'll see. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You need someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now you can meet them fast on ZipRecruiter.
Build your team, build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling. including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
You're already listening.
News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay.
So you might as well stay smart all day.
It's the Pensacola Morning News.
From Pensacola Morning News in the morning to Pep Talk with Megan mid-morning, NVR late morning to afternoon, you do it from 2 to 4, and Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin through your drive home. News that moves with you all day long.
All day long.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
That's right. So, welcome back to Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew this week. So, for our topic today, today is National Sloppy Joe Day. National Sloppy Joe. Sloppy Joe. Sloppy, Sloppy Joe. So, if you are into Sloppy Joes, here's the question, even if you're not. Do you prefer yours open-faced or closed? You know, do you prefer having bread on top or just bread on the bottom only? Open-faced, oh, Sloppy Joe, or closed-faced? For me, oh, it's open. It's too sloppy anyway to be holding it with your hands. It's going to get everywhere anyway, and then I'm going to be using a spoon or a fork to try to clean up the mess anyway. So I'd rather just have it open-faced and I'll just do it like that. But I'm like that in general. I prefer open-faced sandwiches in general most of the time. Like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, peanut butter honey, just open face. So what do you think? Open
just
face?
One piece of bread?
Yeah, one piece of bread.
On your PBJ?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
That's how I prefer it, yeah.
Okay.
So open face or closed face? 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. We'll get our thoughts. And we'll get John's opinion about that here coming up in a second. First, let me cover a couple of stories here for you. There's these robot, you know, robot automated vehicles. And a passenger, oh, actually multiple passengers, have been getting trapped inside of them. They say trapped. I'm putting that in air quotes. They're not really trapped in there. But what's happened is, apparently, in San Francisco, where these Waymo automated driving vehicles are, some people are very against them, and they go on anti-robot attacks. So they'll be walking in the street, they'll walk past one of these Waymo cars, and they'll just start kicking it, hitting the windows, yelling at it, berating it, you know, and stuff like this. Well, on the surface, it's like, okay, person's a little crazy, it's all right. But what makes it funnier is that oftentimes they do this when there's a passenger inside. And they're not just berating the car. They're trying to berate the passengers for how dare you give your money to this robot. And you're the cause of this problem. If you wouldn't give the money to the robot wouldn't be in our town. You know, that kind of thing. And these passengers feel trapped inside the vehicle while this is going on, because the vehicle will not run a human over. So it's just sitting there waiting for the angry person to finally get away from them enough that it'll start moving forward. And it's stressing them out. They need therapy hard in the car that while they were trapped in it, they couldn't get away. They said if it was a normal taxi driver would just figure out a way to pull away and get away from the angry pedestrian. But the automated vehicles just sit there and take it. So funny. All right. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. What you think? Open face, closed face for Sloppy Joe's. John.
It is closed all the way, my friend.
For real?
Yes.
This guy get all over the place anyway.
No. Well, I don't know how you eat, but mine doesn't get all over the place. I mean, we may have a few dribbles here or there, but yeah. I got to have it closed, bro.
I think it's... Yeah, no, it's... So this... By your reaction to my PB&J, it right. sounds like you also eat your PB&J closed face.
Of course. That, yes.
What do you mean, of course?
Well, I mean, I thought that was normal.
You get more of the flavor of the peanut butter and the jelly by having it open face.
Yeah, but then you start mixing, well, okay.
What?
What? Yeah.
What are you talking about mixing?
So I think... So do you put half PBJ? Okay, so on a PBJ, do you do half peanut butter and then the other half of the piece of bread is jelly? Or do you spread the peanut butter out and spread the jelly?
Peanut butter down first, then jelly on top of it.
Interesting.
Or honey,
yeah.
But that's how I make my regular. If I do a closed face, that's the way I do it that way too. I put peanut butter first, then jelly on both pieces and then smash them together.
Okay, I've never done the both pieces, but okay.
Yeah. All right. Text lines here. Open face, definitely. The meat and sauce is the best
closed face
part, so I enjoy it twice. Oh, okay. What's the top bun and second with the bottom? Yummy. All right. I prefer closed sloppy joe with onions and cheese. Ooh, onions
Thank
and cheese
you.
Being sloppy is the purpose of eating one. Okay. I'm definitely in the minority here, apparently. Bobby, do you fold your open face sandwich to eat it? If so, it's a closed face half sandwich. Nope, I don't close it. I eat it open like that. That ruins it. Yeah, because that would, if I folded it, then that'd be the same thing as a closed. No, thank you. Do you eat yours with a fork and a knife? Yes. Yeah. So with sloppy joe, not peanut butter and jelly or whatever. But sloppy joe, yeah, I don't even pick it up. It's open faced. I'm just gonna eat it with a fork and a knife or a spoon or something like that. Text, I prefer open. Yeah, see? I'm not the only one. You can load it up and eat it with the fork. PB&J closed, though. Never heard of that, of it being open. That's weird. You got to try it. I'm telling you.
I'm not
you,
the
you
only
try
one.
It. You got to try it. It says, open-faced people eat it with a fork and with the R-O-F-L emoji. Yeah, I do eat it with a fork. It's cleaner. I don't tell you. No, this is no sloppy joes for me though. Please, yuck. Oh well, that's a whole other thing. Like, it's not like I eat sloppy joes a whole lot anyway.
Now I think the question should be: do you put it on a bun or do you put it on bread? Your sloppy joe.
Oh, no, you put it on a bun though. I still think
so. Your top buns are just sitting there useless, right?
No. So I have the bottom bun
right
on one side of the plate, the top bun on the other side of the plate, and then I load it up with the sloppy joe mix.
Okay. That makes a little more sense. Okay.
All yeah, right. like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the other text. Closed face. It's going to be messy either way. It's a sloppy joe. Would you eat a neat joe or a tidy joe? I don't know what to tell you. To me, it's like, it's sloppy. It's going to get all over the plate. Then I got to pick up my fork or my spoon or whatever and eat the stuff anyway. I might as well just keep it on the plate in the first place and just cut it up and eat it like that. So, bun or toasted garlic bread.
Ooh.
And yes, with a fork for sure. Aha! I'm not the only one.
Okay, there's two of you.
One, so.
Okay, fine.
There's two of us. Exactly, yeah. You guys are killing me with this peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Open face, I'm telling you, you got to try it. You get the bread. You put the peanut butter down, you put the jelly on top, and then you just pick it up and you eat it like that. It's amazing.
I'm learning more and more about
you. You get more of the flavor, less bread flavor. that's the way to do it. You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm going to tell you right now, you're welcome, because now some of you are going to go and try it, and you're like, why have I not been doing this for a very, very long time? That's what's going to happen at this point. So, all right. Did we pass traffic on the fives?
Yeah, we did. That's
did we
fine.
Do it?
All right. Brought to you by Culver's.
Traffic on the eights.
Okay. Brought to you by Culver's. Lent is here. Enjoy shrimp or fish dinners or sandwiches. Cordova Mall, Mobile Highway, Milton, and coming soon to Pine Forest. Culver's, welcome to delicious. We are back to rolling accident-free right now, even delay-free. I'm not seeing anything that's going to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the eights.
Sweet. we were just talking about the robot cars, the Waymos, which, by the way, I saw those for the first time like in November. I was on a business trip in Austin, and the first time, I didn't even know they really existed until I hadn't really been paying attention to that kind of news. And I was sitting there, I was like, that car just drove by with a bunch of cameras on it, but there was no driver, and yet there was a passenger in the back seat. I'm very confused. And so I had to look it up.
Have you never done
that
before?
What is going on in Austin? And that's when I discovered what's happening. I thought about taking one, even though I had a rental car. I thought about just getting one just to have the experience.
Right.
But honestly, I was a little nervous. I was like, I'm going to have to warm up to this. I've got to see it happening multiple times before I can get on board with getting inside of. Yeah. I got to ease into it a little bit.
It's a neat experience.
Have you done it?
Oh, yeah.
Have you?
Yes.
It seems freaky to me. I was like, I'm just going to have to watch others do it for a while. It's just like the kid who's watching the roller coaster ride and trying to get up the courage to get on the roller coaster, and they just keep watching their friends go and go and go, and you got to watch it for a while. And once you realize that nobody dies, you're like, okay, I can do it. And that's kind of where I am with the Waymo.
Gotcha. you know that I'll ride with you the first time. That way you won't be so scared.
That's probably what I need. I need a companion. That's what I need. Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's what I need. You figured it out. Well, speaking of robot cars, so instead of robot cars, how about robot dogs? A new report shows that these data centers that are popping all over the country, that they're using robot guard dogs. Well, they don't have like guns and tasers and stuff like that, and they're just four-legged robots. They're the size of large dogs, but they can patrol fences, inspect equipment, and flag any issues before they turn into some sort of costly outage. These dogs are already deployed by first responders and military, but now apparently these data centers they're employing these guard dogs as one of the security measures. One expert in robotics said that one human guard can cost around $150,000. So instead of having two guards at $300,000, you can get one robot dog for around $175,000 to $300,000 for a one-time cost. And you've got it covered. So, all right. We'll have to see. Robot dogs. One more text here. The only acceptable open-faced sandwich is a spaghetti sandwich. What are you talking about?
Garlic bread. Yes.
On garlic bread? I never heard of this before. What is it? It sounds like
we're going to have to take a Waymo to an Italian restaurant, and I'll help you.
That's right. All right, it's Petsco Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. And go to YouTube and type in Waymo Car Goes in Circles. Yeah, that'd be good. I'll have to check that out. When we come back here, props to a Baldwin County school and AI update for you next on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barbieri Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF11067749.
If you're like me, you put off big decisions and big purchases because a lot of times they're kind of annoying to have to make. And when it comes to buying that next vehicle, you have the problems of it's going to probably cost you money, and you don't love that. It's not too awful what you're dealing with right now. And when it comes to used car places, you're like, oh, man, these people. I understand. I have been to a lot of different used car places, and I'll tell you that generally the feeling is icky. You know, you don't enjoy it, and you feel like, I don't like this process, the haggling back and forth, the feeling when you get done, like, I don't know if I got taken advantage of or not. Okay, well, that's why I like Frontier. We had such a great experience there when we bought our Honda Odyssey that I wanted to do ads for them. Literally, I came back and told my sales manager, they're great. I want to promote them because they do it right. They make you feel good. They do it on your terms, at your pace with, you know, if you want attention, great. If you want to be left alone, great. If you want to talk about a price, great. Here's the sheet, all the numbers. And bottom line, out-the-door pricing is all you ever talk about with good quality used cars. And they just take care of you, and they make you want to come back again. That's what's different. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hi, I'm Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, inviting you to Cops, Cars, and Crawfish. It'll be April the 11th at Five Flags Speedway. This event will have a car show beginning at 7:30 until 9:30. At 10 o'clock, the gates will open. At 11 o'clock, we'll serve crawfish plates from Cubs Crawfish. We'll have hamburgers and hot dog plates. We'll have balloon animals, games, face painting, and more for the kids. All proceeds for this event will benefit the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation and their mission to support the heroes of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Cops, Cars, and Crawfish, April the 11th.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You ever hear something in the news and think,
that can't be real?
MVR breaks it down. Weekdays at 11 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 43 degrees now, 42 degrees here in the Pensacola area. No, it's already 47, my bad. 47 degrees, going to be high about 58 today, and then it'll warm up even more tomorrow. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by ECUA. The ECUA is making service easier with the new My ECUA mobile app, available to download now. Pay your bill, report service issues, alerts, and recycling tips. Not seeing any accidents to slow you down right now or delays. I-10, I-110, 2990 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I'm going to try to hit a bunch of stories in like 3 minutes. AI companies are shifting their focus to focus on enterprise revenue. New data shows that companies like Anthropic and OpenAI are increasingly battling for corporate customers, not just everyday users. Well, because corporate customers end up paying a lot more for their services. Anthropic has recently captured about 73% of first-time enterprise AI buyers. That's a big jump from 50% just a few months ago. OpenAI still dominates overall revenue. They're projected to bring in $25 billion this year compared to only $19 billion from Anthropic. Then, let's see here. Oh, congratulations to Orange Beach's middle and high school. They were recognized one out of nine schools selected statewide in Alabama as for the Safe School Award. So one out of nine out of 1,500 schools. The campus has upgraded the security systems. They keep a school resource officer on site at all times. Visitors must ring a bell before they can even get in, show ID, and be approved before they can even enter. And the award says that they recognize not just their technology, but the strong partnership between the school, law enforcement, and the city of Orange Beach. So congratulations to them for that award. Political shakeups have hit both parties in the primary season. Yesterday, Texas Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw was defeated in his own primary by state lawmaker Steve Toth. In years past, Dan Crenshaw was always looked at as kind of a conservative bastion, but in recent years, he's gotten labeled as a rhino, a Republican in name only, so hardline conservatives ended up backing the other candidate, and he ended up getting beat in the primary. Well, in the meantime, in Illinois, progressive Democrats tied to the left-wing squad movement, they had a rough night. Several progressive candidates lost their congressional primaries, signaling that moderate Democrats and candidates backed by major political groups still holds significant sway in those races. So the takeaway, basically the voters are, analysts are saying the results in both Texas and Illinois suggest internal ideological battles are intensifying in both of the major parties. And then nice story here to finish it up. Humans need four hugs a day. That's right. A viral post sharing says that humans need at least four hugs a day to avoid anxiety and depression. But American author Virginia Satir says we need more. Four hugs is just for survival. We need eight hugs for maintenance, 12 hugs a day for growth. Turns out a hug does a lot more than make you just feel loved, which it does do that. It releases oxytocin, which is called the love hormone, so it does help you feel safe and supported. Scientists say that hugging can also help lower cortisol, which is the body's stress hormone. It can even calm your heart rate and reduce blood pressure too. So never underestimate the power of a hug. Just make sure it's consensual. Because, you know, the last thing you need to do is just be chasing around somebody at the work at your office. Come on, I just want a hug. It'll be good for you. Just, why won't you love me? Oh, no, sorry. It went too far. So there is, one other story here I've got for you. Tom Brady could return to football. Nah, not really. He says it's not probably unlikely, but he says never say never when it comes to playing flag football for the Olympics in 2028. Pensacola Morning News, and Andrew McKay. You guys have a great day. Bye-bye.